All right, if I could have everybody please take your seats. What a beautiful day we have here today to come in and celebrate the Lord and what he's done in our lives. Amen? Excellent. We have a few announcements before we get started. First and foremost, April 30th, we will be doing another Bringing Home to the Homeless. So please come help us be the hands and feet of Jesus as we feed those in need and share the gospel with them. We'll be meeting in the gym at 4 p.m. for food prep, and we will be leaving for meal distribution at 5:30. If you have any questions, you can go contact Miss Majesta Painter. Mother Day brunch. Mother-daughter brunch day. Oh my goodness. Wow. Hooked on Phonics worked for me. Mother-daughter brunch is May 11th at Red Hawk Golf Course. The cost is $20 per person. It is for all women and girls, grandmothers, mothers, daughters, y'all get it. All females are welcome to this. It is a women's ministry outreach that we're doing. So you can sign up for that next week. We will have the signups in there. If you have any questions, you can talk to Miss Ricky Garcia. May 4th, we are doing our big old annual now car wash and taco fundraiser. Yes. This is to help fund our trip to Elevate, the middle school and high school retreat that we're doing. It's to help fund our kids' camps. All of this money goes straight into our children and youth ministries. Please, please, please help support us on this. And honestly, I say this every year, I think, but we really want these kids to work, to feel what it is to serve. So go off-roading the day before. Just bring us the filthiest cars you have. Come on in, and we would love to just serve you and clean those up. But that will be May 4th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So it'll be a great time. Please help us throughout this. Thursday at 6:30, we are doing our marriage and dating series. Everybody is invited to this. This was an awesome and blessed time that we had last Thursday. You are still invited if you missed the first week. It's okay. Come on in. Teens and preteens have their own study, as well as childcare provided for those under 10. So please just come and enjoy this time of fellowship, of really learning about relationship, what God's plan is for everything, and how he is moving through the life of this church with it. We are so excited. And I have heard that there will be some hors d'oeuvres served this time, so we're really excited to have even more blessings on that. We have our year-end annual church meeting, April 28th, after service. So we will be having one service on the 28th. Everybody say it with me now. On the 28th, we're having one service. Excellent. So please join us with that. We're going to come together and just celebrate what God has been doing in our church and how he has been moving. We're so excited to be doing that. And finally, April 19th, we have the Sidewalk Prophets. The doors open at 6:15. You can purchase the tickets online through their website, and we have a little video to help explain that.
What's going on, Home Church? It's Dave from Sidewalk Prophets. Cannot wait to come and see the awesomeness that is Home Church. That's right. Sidewalk Prophets coming to your church April 19th, right there in Sparks. We cannot wait for it. Go to sidewalkprophets.com to get your tickets for the Songs and Stories Tour. It's been one of my favorite tours we've ever done. I get to share stories and enjoy. My buddies Dan and Cal get to blow your mind with musical prowess. It's awesome. Again, go to sidewalkprophets.com. Get those tickets today. We can't wait to see you right there at your home church.
All right, so yeah, Sidewalk Prophets coming. We are very, very excited about that. That will be coming this week. So, like I said, please purchase tickets online. And as we move into this time of giving of the offering, of giving tithe, as we talk through all of this, if I could just have everybody take a moment, if you have your cell phone, make sure it's silent. This is a time that we use to really blot out what the rest of the world is trying to tell us. We have messages in this day and age coming in constantly. And if you remember the times before cell phones, you actually had to wait till you got home and push the button on your answering machine to be contacted. So I just want to remind everybody that this is a time for you to turn that off, to focus in on your own walk with God, to take some time and just really commune with and get to know Him. But I have a verse that I'd like to read. That Matthew 20:28, Jesus says, "Even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give His life as a ransom for many." And it's so easy to always be looking for how we are looking to be served, because we all have so many needs walking through our lives. But when you think that Jesus Christ came not to be served, and He deserved all serving, He deserved us to just fall at His feet, but His purpose was to come and serve and to give His life. And so as we come in as the bride of Christ, as we come in as a church, our goal here, our calling is to serve and to give our life. And I just like to point that out, that our life force is measured in money. When you work, you just trade. I will give you this many hours of my life if you give me this much money. And so this is just one way that we can give that back to Him. That we can say, this life is truly yours. We will give our tithes. We will give our offerings. So if I could just have everybody stand to their feet one more time with me as we bow our heads. Father God, we are so, so thankful that we have been given life. And as we trade it for money, as we work through these ways to get what we need in our life, we just ask that we would be reminded that the life that we trade often there is brought forth from You. That everything that we have stems from and belongs to You. And I just ask that as we give our tithe today, as we give our offering, that You would bless this in abundance in the way that You bless our lives. That You would make it move through this community, through this world, and through this church. We pray all of this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's good to see that you guys came in, even on a day like this where it got a little cold. I don't know about you guys, but I was super excited about the fact that spring was coming, and I was a little sad to see that we had some cold coming in. But we have the promise that spring is coming, yes? And just like that, if you're walking through anything that feels like winter, God promises that He delivers, and He's coming back, and spring is coming. Amen? So in that, we have the ability to praise God. And so we're going to ask that you stay standing with us as we bless the Lord in song today.
We'll bless the Lord, oh my soul. All that's in me, bless His name. Everything I have under His control. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. All that's in me, bless His name. Everything I have under His control. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And give me hands so I can clap for Him. Give me feet so I can walk with Him. Give me voice so I can talk with Him. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. All that's in me, bless me.
Worship the God who evermore will be. He opened the prison doors. He parted the raging sea. My God, he holds the victory. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today.
And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely. We shout out your praise.
Lord.
We shout out your praise.
Glory to God.
We sing to the God who heals. We sing to the God who saves. We sing to the God who always makes a way. Cause he hung up on that cross and he rose up out that grave.
I'm going to read from 1 Samuel
16:13. So as David stood there among his brothers, Samuel took the flask of olive oil he had brought and anointed David with the oil. And the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David from that day on. The good news I come to bring you this morning isn't that David was going to be made king, because we know that and that's old news. But I come to you this morning with new news, that the same power that David was anointed with, the same powerful spirit that came upon him, the same calling that he received, and the same gifts that he received powerfully to work for the kingdom of God, this great anointing, he's also given you. He has called, that's right, he has called you apart from the world. And he has called you to serve his kingdom, and he has anointed you. So as we stand in that truth this morning, as our sister leads us into this next song, I just want you to remember how blessed and how anointed you are.
You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. You give life, you are love.
Are you Lord? Señor amado Padre, qué maravillosa mañana, Señor. Venimos a alabarte con gozo, alegría, Señor. Aunque tengamos algunas cargas, algunas preocupaciones en nuestra vida, Señor, con humildad sabemos que tú, Señor, restauras todos los corazones quebrantados, Señor. Tú eres muy bondadoso con nosotros y tenemos fe, Señor, que en nuestras debilidades, Señor, tú nos fortaleces. Gracias por la presencia de tu Espíritu Santo en esta mañana, Señor. Sabemos que tienes un mensaje maravilloso para nosotros a través de nuestro pastor Carlos, Señor. Los recibimos y nuestros corazones debilitados hoy van a salir fortalecidos, Señor. En nuestra debilidad nos vamos a fortalecer. Gracias, Padre. En el nombre de Jesús. Amén.
Father God Almighty, we praise your holy name, Father God. We were once sinners and now we are saved. We were once prisoners and now we are royalty, Father God. But not only that, Father God, you are going to anoint us with oil that the power of God can flow through each and every one of us, Father. Lord, I pray that as we hear the message you have prepared today, that we hear you speak through Carlos, Father, and Pastor would move in such a way and speak in such a way that we hear and receive the word of God. In the very strong name of Jesus, amen.
With me as we continue to just seek the Lord this morning. And I want you to just picture Samuel maybe over you right here in this moment, anointing you. A prophet anointing you with oil. Picture David being anointed with oil. You're there, you're standing there, and someone who God has appointed is anointing you with oil this morning. I so appreciate what our sister said. This morning, you are anointed. And right now, in this moment, I want you to stand while you're standing and just while your eyes are closed, just imagine that oil just coming over you. And as it flows over you, over your family, to your children, your grandchildren, that anointing oil. Can you picture that this morning, church? Can you see that this morning? That oil just flowing over you right now. Father, we thank you for the anointing oil that you give us. We thank you, Father. It's only because of you we are anointed. It's only because of you that we have this power, this anointing. It's only because of you. So, Father, this morning I pray that you would speak to every single heart in this place. May you touch every single life through this simple word. Father, we have been anointed. And I pray by the grace of God that we wouldn't allow anyone to rob that anointing, to take that from us, Father. Your grace is sufficient for us. May we bask in that. May we dwell in that place through our imperfections, our faults. May we stay right there. So, Father, bless this word. Bless this time. We thank you in Jesus' mighty name we pray. And all God's children said, amen, amen. Give the Lord praise this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. You may be seated. Thank you, church. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. We got a birthday in the house this morning. It's a birthday. Where's my birthday radar? Let me see if I grab my birthday radar real quick. It's just my glasses, sorry. Where's Laura Watkins? Where's Miss Laura Watkins? There's the birthday girl. Yeah, that's right.
On three, let's say happy birthday. One, two, three. Happy birthday, Miss Laura. Amen. We also want to wish Marie Williams a happy birthday this morning. Hallelujah. This morning I'm going to preach a message called Anointed. Somebody say Anointed. Anointed. I'm going to speak to you today from the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 3. May this word encourage you this morning. Hallelujah. You brought your Bible, say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 2 Samuel chapter 3. And we're going to be going to verse 39. And it reads, are we ready to read this morning?
Amen.
Okay. Very simple. It reads, this is King David. This is David speaking. And I am weak today, though anointed king. And I am weak today, though anointed king. Sometimes we forget that when we are weak, we are still anointed. Sometimes we forget in our weakest moments. In our weakest moments, think about that time when you're weak, when you feel like giving up. You feel like all hell is breaking loose in your life. We feel like maybe God has forsaken us. May we be reminded that in those moments, we are still loved. We are still a child of God. We are still anointed. David, as a young boy, was anointed by Samuel to be king, but he did not wear the crown yet. And in this moment, you got to picture Samuel. Samuel was actually scared to anoint little David. He was nervous because it was a very important thing. There was already a king anointed by God. His name was Saul. But God says it's time. I need to anoint someone else. And in this moment, Samuel is, he's nervous and scared, and you can imagine what he's going through and what he's feeling as he shows up to the house, and all the sons are there, and the father says, here's my boys, and he goes, and he gets to the last one. He's thinking, man, I must have had too much pizza last night because none of them. So what is going on? And all of a sudden, there's this boy in the backside of the mountain, doing the Lord's work. And there he is, anointed. Some years later, he's in exile. Little David is in exile, running from King Saul, a jealous king who was trying to kill him. David and some abandoned men go into this place called En-Gedi. And they're in this cave, and David disciples these men to become mighty men, warriors. And finally, the day came where King Saul and his son were killed in battle, not because David killed them. Matter of fact, David tried to seek reconciliation. There was a moment where David was actually there where he could have hurt Saul, but showed Saul forgiveness, showed Saul he wanted to reconcile. Says, Saul, why are you doing this to me? And in this moment, Saul has an opportunity to make things right with little David, with future King David, but does not. And here on the battlefield of Mount Gilboa, you find King Saul and his son killed. And during this time, there are two tribes. There's a northern tribe and a southern tribe. Israel was not one kingdom. It was a divided kingdom, kind of like the Civil War, when our country was divided. There's the southern tribes. The southern tribes anointed David to be their king. And the northern tribe anointed somebody else to be their king. And both kings had men in place that were the chief military guys. They were the ones who kind of oversaw the armies. And so King David was had a man by the name of Joab. Someone say Joab. Joab. And there was another man. The other king had a guy named Abner. Abner, thank you. And Abner and his king had a dispute. There was something that went wrong, and Abner went to David and said, David, Israel needs to be united. We need to be one kingdom. And he says, I'm going to give you a promise. I'm going to back you. I'm going to take the army from here, and we're going to support you, David. We're going to support you, and we're going to overthrow, and that way that Israel can be one kingdom, can be united for once. And David in this moment thinks, this is it. This is what I've been waiting for. This is this whole time. This is, it's finally come where I can kind of come out of the caves and stop living like an animal. I've been in exile living like an animal, and I can finally pursue and finally fulfill the purpose and the anointing that God has given to me. This is it. And right before the deal is sealed, right before it happens, Joab kills Abner. Because Abner, when you read the story, accidentally killed Joab's brother. And Joab had unforgiveness in his heart, and so he slew Abner. And when he did this, the whole thing blew up. Everything David dreamed of fell to pieces. And in this moment, that's when he makes this statement right here. He says, I am weak this day, but I'm still anointed king. Is it possible to be weak and still be anointed king? The Bible says we are a royal priesthood. 1 Peter 2:9 reads, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Us, we who put our faith in God, are a royal priesthood. Revelations 1:6, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. He has raised us to be kings and priests in his kingdom. The Christian this morning is an anointed king. Amen. You are an anointed king and priest. But notice it's possible that we may be weak and still be anointed. Notice it's possible we may have weakness, but we still have royal blood flowing in our spiritual veins. We may be weak, but we still have the authority given from above this morning. What a contrast. Weakness and divine anointing go together. Huh? It's kind of like peanut butter and jelly. They just flow. They just go together. So different, but yet it's so good. Can someone say amen? Sometimes when we are weak, God's greatest moments is on its way. Sometimes God's greatest moments in our lives come when we are at our weakest. I was also saying with David just a few days ago, if I'm honest with you, church, I'm weak this day. I'm weak. I'm weak. But by God's grace, I'm still anointed. It's possible to be chosen. It's possible to be a child of God, to be anointed and be afflicted and to go through sorrow. The Bible is full of people with little faith. The Bible is full of people with ready to quit faith, to say, I'm done, I'm giving up, I'm weak. But God never throws them to the side. He never says, I'm done with you. He casts them away. They're still anointed. And notice when he felt this, he was getting ready to be in a new position. David is about to do something new. He says, I'm weak this day. When he looks at the responsibility, the opportunity, the new position, he feels like he's not ready. What's the word? He feels inadequate. You ever feel like, wait a second, I'm going to step into this new position, this new role. I don't feel like I can do this. I don't feel ready, even though David says, I'm still anointed to do this. I'm weak. Just a word of encouragement. Anytime you do something new for God, especially a church fast, the enemy will always tell you, you're not good enough. You failed. You're not strong enough. You can't do this. You're too weak. Pastor called for a 3-day fast. You only did 1 hour. Shame on you. Who are you to think you could even try to lie to you? But I want to remind you, this story says it's possible for us to be two things at the same time. You might feel overwhelmed this morning. Maybe you don't have the resources you want. Maybe you're outnumbered. Maybe you're discouraged. Maybe you're going through something you've never gone through ever in your life. Maybe you've gone through the same thing over and over and over again. But let me encourage you, you might be weak this day, but you're still anointed by God. You still reign with Christ Jesus. The kingdom of God is one of opposites. The kingdom of God, you can be poor and yet rich. You hearing me? In the kingdom of God, it's possible to have joy in the midst of sorrow. In the kingdom of God, it's possible to have peace in the middle of a storm. In the kingdom of God, the first shall be last and the last shall be first. And that's why I thank God for my salvation in the bloody shed. And I'm going to tell you today, if you don't have God, you don't got God, you don't want to end up dead. Did you hear what I said? You shall not live by bread, but what God said. Amen. The Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians 12:10, therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake, for when I am weak. You see that? For when I'm weak, right then, not when I come out of it, not when I'm done with the trial, not when I'm on the other side of the mountain. He says, for when I am weak, then, he puts a time on it right there, then I am strong. For when I am weak, then he puts right there, he says, then I am strong. David said, I'm weak. But I'm anointed. David is showing me an attitude that I pray to God I can take on in my life when I'm feeling overwhelmed. To remind myself, Carlos, you have God. Amen. And that's all you need. David's saying, if I'm king, how can I be weak? I'm king. I don't understand. I've been anointed, and I'm feeling this. And I've asked myself the same question. If I'm a believer, if I'm, I mean, my gosh, I'm serving God with all my heart, mind, soul, and body. I'm not perfect, but Lord, why am I having these issues in my life? Why is this going on? Lord, you ever ask God, why have you forsaken me? Well, keep serving the Lord, sister. You'll ask him one day, God, where are you? Where are you? If I'm a believer, if I'm a follower, why do I have all these issues in my life? But I'm encouraged to know I may be sick, I may be hurting, I may be broke, I may be weak. I'm still a child of God. I'm still anointed by God's grace. But the devil wants to cause you to think you are not. He wants to steal your identity. The devil wants to rob you from what God has for you. You know, there are people that steal people's credit cards. There are people who steal people's homes. It's happening pretty crazy right now, especially in New York and California. There are people who are showing up to their house and they're being kicked out of their own home because somebody moved in. It's happening. There are people who pay companies to help them protect their identity. Amen? Satan wants to also rob you. Satan was the first one, in my opinion, to ever try to steal someone's identity. Isaiah 14:13 reads, "For you have said in your heart, I will ascend unto heaven." This is Satan saying, "I will ascend to heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. Oh. I will also sit on the throne of the congregation on the farthest sides of the north." This is Satan speaking. "I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." Oh, man. He says, I will be like God. The devil wants to steal your identity, not so he can be you. The devil doesn't want to be you. The devil does not want you to know who you are in God. He wants you to live your life lost, not feeling precious, not feeling anointed, not knowing your worth. He wants to steal your identity. But I want to remind you this morning, you're gifted. You have what it takes. You're not perfect, but you are precious in God's sight. And you are beautiful. How do you say beautiful in Spanish? I'm sorry? Hermosa. Tú eres muy hermosa. Is that how you say it with it to a guy? Thank you. Tú eres muy hermoso. You are beautiful in God's eyes. Amen. You are precious. I'm preaching to myself this morning. What I'm going through does not change who I am. I'm anointed. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. By God's grace, we are more than conquerors. Because I still have God. I still have his forgiveness. I still have the blood of the Lamb. I still have Jesus and the Word of God, and that is life. I like what David said. He said, I'm weak, but he says, I'm weak this day. He didn't just say, I'm weak, period. See, if I was writing the Bible, I probably would have done that. I would have said, I'm weak, period. But I believe David knew the power of words. He wasn't going to lie to himself. He says, I'm weak this day, but I'm still anointed king. Amen. There may be pain in the night. Matter of fact, he wrote these words, but joy comes in the morning. I'm weak today, but I'm still anointed king. Today. I was thinking about this. He wasn't weak when he fought Goliath. I'm sure he was scared. Actually, he was a lot weaker than Goliath. Which shows me when you have God, you could be the weakest thing on earth, but nothing can stop you. Amen. Can someone say amen? Amen. Says, I am this day weak. I'm weak, but I'm still anointed. As I get ready to close, look at your life right now and where you're weak, where you fall short, even where you sin. Think about where you fall short. Whatever that is, where you seem like you can't get over, where that is, wherever that is, wherever your greatest difficulty is, I'm here to remind you, God's grace abounds. Romans 5:20 says, moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, where your problem, where your issue, where your setback abounded, guess what? Grace abounded much more. Amen. That gives me hope. That gives me reassurance, even in the area of my weakest moments, even in the area of my weakest parts of my life, there grace abounded much more. 2 Corinthians 12:9, and he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Your biggest and greatest weakness, whatever that is, can be your greatest testimony and victory. When I got saved as a young kid, I actually felt bad in a way because I felt that God didn't get much with me. If I'm honest with you, church, I remember sitting in my apartment there in the projects. And I remember one night after a revival service, I'm there and I'm sitting there and I'm talking to my parents and I'm saying, I think God got the bad end of the stick with me. I'm not like the other kids who have everything. And I remember crying and saying, I don't know what I can give God, because when I would talk, sometimes I would stutter. And when I would go in front of people, I would freeze up and I would shake and I couldn't. And I had nothing to offer but a heart that just loved God. And I actually felt that, you know, God can't do anything with me. Because the issues I had in my life, and if you knew where I really came from, I think maybe half the church would probably leave right now. I think if you knew my background and the life I had when I was a kid and what my family was involved in, I'm not sure. But where I fell short, all throughout my life, this scripture rings true because God's love and grace abounded much more. Amen. When I said, God, I give you my weakness. God, I give you my, and I think what was my weakness? I had many. Insecurity, anxiety. And I'll never forget when my pastor asked me, I would like you to, can you, for the first time, and instead of holding on to my weakness and saying, no, I can't do it, that's not me, I don't do that. When there was a need, I said, God, I'm weak, but I'm anointed. And I give you my weakness. Because as I give you my weakness, that's when you step in and make me strong. And I know a lot of people in life, they hold on to their weaknesses. They hold on to things in their life. When God challenges them to do something new, to step out in faith, God will challenge you, and it's in that moment you can trade your weakness. And this really spoke to me during the fast. I was fasting, and I felt fatigue. I felt tired. I felt weak. I actually felt like one of the day I felt like I was going to die. And that was just my body wanting bread and sugar. But I really felt, I felt weak. I ain't going to lie. And in this moment, I was thinking to myself, I am so weak right now. But as I was reading this article about people who fast, doctors say that your body is actually, when you fast, you have a less chance of getting certain diseases because your body is doing things in the background. It's eating certain diseases and it's doing things. And so when I felt weak, I was reminded that my body was actually becoming strong. And I know I don't look like I've lost any weight, but mark my words when I say this. The day after, I felt like a new man. Physically and spiritually. So you might be weak this morning spiritually. Just know when you step out in faith and you feel like you're going to die, you feel fatigue, you feel, what am I doing? I ask myself, what am I doing? Have you lost your mind? A 3-day fast? Especially when all these people want to have you over for lunch and dinner. I mean, the devil was hitting me hard. Out of the blue, a couple pastors hit me up. Hey, you want to do some lunch? I'm like, well, I guess that's a good excuse. I mean, man, but it wasn't even me. My son, I always tell the kids, hey, you got, man, they never hear the ice cream truck. Carlos is here. So he comes inside. It was Monday. He goes, Dad, I've never heard the ice cream truck, but today I heard it. Be reminded today, you may be weak. You may be feeling like, who am I to even? That's a lie from the pit of hell. The Bible says we are kings and priests, and his love abounds much more. And in our weakness, because of him, we are made strong. Amen. Amen. I'm gonna take my hat off and for that right there. Go in the grace of God this morning. Amen. Let's bow our heads this morning as we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Wow. Glory to you, God. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. This morning, you are a chosen people. This morning, it's no coincidence you are here, that you are serving the Lord, your God, with all your heart, mind, soul. Not perfect, but you're here this morning. You have been anointed. And I want to remind you this morning to not allow Satan to rob your identity and who you are in God and in this life. Don't walk through life and go through this life wishing, looking back, thinking you could have done more. but because of our imperfections and things in our life that cause us to feel that we're weak. No, don't allow that. Know that God, because of God, you can do all things. And so this morning, that's a challenge to the believer, to those who are serving him this morning. But I have a second challenge this morning. If you're here this morning, you don't know Christ. Jesus is not living in your heart. He's not living in your life. You've come back to this place. You even told yourself, you said, I'm never going to be back. I'm not going to come back. Whatever the situation this morning, you say, Pastor Carlos, I'm not right with Jesus. He is not living in my heart. I am not serving him. I want to repent of my sin. No one's looking around, all heads bowed, all eyes closed. You say, Pastor, I want to receive Jesus. You just lift your hand in your seat right now. You just raise your hand this morning. Amen. God sees that little hand. Amen. God sees that hand. Anyone else? God sees that hand. Amen. Honest hearts. Anyone else? Anyone else this morning? I want to receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I have not been living for him. God sees that hand. Amen. You can put your hand down. You can put your hand down. Anyone else? Anyone else? Amen. Hallelujah. Lord sees that hand. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Our sister's going to sing out this song, and then we're going to pray. Remain seated. May these words that you've heard many times speak to your heart once again this morning. I am a child of God.
Who am I that the highest King would welcome me? I was lost, but he brought me in his love for me. Oh, his love for me. Who the sun sets free, oh, is free.
The
Church, right now in this moment, you raise your hand, you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Where you're standing, where you're sitting, raise your voice as we pray. Heavenly Father, come into my heart, forgive me of my sin. And when you just said that right now, you just said, forgive me of my sin. In that moment, whatever that was, you lay that out the altar right now. Whatever that is, whatever that sin was, you laid at the altar right now. Child, adult, you lay that at the altar right now. You just picture yourself taking that sin, whatever separating you from God, and you lay that at the altar right now. Forgive me of my sin. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Forgive me. I am sorry. And I do believe you died for me. You were buried, and you rose again. And I believe I'm forgiven. And I believe I'm priceless. I believe I'm more than special. I'm anointed. I'm a child of God. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Give the Lord praise this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah.
Ooh, the sun sets free. Oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. In my Father's house, there's a place. Child of God, yes, I am.
I remember hearing those words, I'm a child of God. You're a child of God. My Sunday school teachers would tell me that all the time, and it became so mundane. You just hear it all the time, but it really doesn't make sense up until you go through some things in life and you feel like you failed so many times. You feel like you've run out of chances and grace, and you just feel, well, you come back to the cross, and there he is right there, open arms, ready to forgive you and start over again. You are a child of God. Don't ever allow those words to become bland. I know we don't like eating pizza every day. I mean, I could. But don't ever allow hearing those words ever just, you are anointed, and you are a child of God. Amen. Let's all stand as we pray. Let's all stand to our feet as we dismiss this morning. Amen. Sometimes I forget to call on people who I can't see in the back, but I feel leading from the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. I can't wait to talk about how our quizzers did. That's going to be next Sunday. But let me just tell you, we got some new kids rising up. We got some new kids rising up, man. I'm telling you. I heard some of the numbers, and I'm like, whoa. I'm just so proud of each and every one of them. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's all bow our heads. Brother Neil, can you come down, please? Bless us this morning by God's grace and mercy. Hallelujah, church. Thank you so much. Have a blessed week. Remember, you are a child of God. Amen. Be blessed.
Father, thank you for the message that Pastor has given us today and laid upon our hearts from you. We thank you for everything you're doing in our church. Thank you for the kids and their quiz yesterday, and as they get to move forward from there, be with each and every one of us as we leave this place today. May we go blessed because of you as we go through this next week. In thy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
I'm gonna love you. Oh, I'm gonna love you, Lord, with all that's in my heart. Lord, I'm gonna trust you. Yes, I'm gonna trust you. How I'm gonna trust you, Lord, with all that's in my soul. Lord, I'm gonna thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, I'm gonna
thank you.